This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right, General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait.
Call 800-605-5370. 800-605-5370. Call 800-605-5370.
The following program is wholly sponsored and produced by Stu Taylor on Business, which is responsible for its content. The opinions and information provided on today's show are those of the guests and or their respective companies and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff and management of this station. It is strongly recommended that all listeners conduct their own due diligence on all companies mentioned and or seek out the advice and counsel of a financial professional. The guests on this show may pay a fee to appear on the show and are not affiliated with the show in any manner. This is Stu Taylor on Business. Now, Stu Taylor.
All right, I can't think of a nicer way to end the week than to talk about an establishment, a very rustic one, located in Lee, New Hampshire, that puts on not only fabulous weddings, but a whole series of events to please people. And I say this from personal experience, because I would never give a personal endorsement for any company or any product that I hadn't used. And, you know, as I was talking with our guest coming right up, Chris Stefanoff, I said, you know, for a father to have two weddings for two daughters and have them both go spectacularly, it is so comforting. And that's why I'll always have a special tie and continue to have one right now with Flag Hill Winery. Flag Hill is located in Lee, New Hampshire. I want to give you the website, and then I'll stop talking. It's flaghill.com, flaghill.com. You will be so thrilled if you want to plan a function at that location. I can tell you, don't even hesitate. And event planner Chris Stefanoff is here to talk about it. Crystal, welcome, and again, thanks to you, to Maddie, to Brian for the incredible ability to put together just a perfect wedding.
Hey, Stu. Nice to be here with you today. It was so awesome to help with the wedding. It was so much fun and such a special thing to form the connection with you and your family. So thank you very much.
Well, it's our pleasure, and we have these great memories all the time. I want you to talk a little bit about Flag Hill for people who don't know about it and what you offer. You can do it far more articulately than I can, and then we'll get into what you got cooking coming up right now.
Yeah, sure. So we have so much going on right now. Flag Hill is a winery, a distillery, also, of course, an event venue. We host a ton of different events. We specialize in weddings. But another big event that we really put on May through October, one Sunday a month, is our Brunch and Bubbles. The farm here, we have different pigs and chickens and all kinds of different vegetables and produce that we grow. And a lot of the different, I guess, animals and produce that we grow on the farm are actually part of the brunch. So it's very farm-to-table brunch. And one special feature of this brunch is our sparkling white wine. We grow a Cayuga grape, which grows really, really well in New Hampshire. And we make it into a sparkling wine, which is perfect for mimosas. So we figured, what a better way to feature the sparkling than with a mimosa bar. So I definitely encourage people to check out that event. You can find the dates on either our Facebook page or our website.
Yeah, and I'll admit, you know, being a cynical person, and when I was up there and we had my daughter's wedding, you know, it's no secret. I just don't drink. I never acquired a taste for drinking. So as you go into the main room when you enter the building and you see this bar set up, And the advertisement that you have for people coming over weekends, I turned to my wife and said, this is a great place, but who would come in here? It's mobbed every single Sunday. I can't believe it.
Yeah, we're so lucky. We do host guided tours of the winery, distillery, and vineyard on Saturdays and Sundays at noon, but we're getting recognized for the different spirits and wines that we're making. We actually just won three huge medals from the Finger Lakes International Wine Competition. Our Vignole won a silver medal. Our Rosé, which is a personal favorite, also won a silver medal. And then my other number one favorite wine that is made at Flag Hill, which the grapes are grown here as well, the Le Crescent, just won a gold medal. And then the distillery was just named Best Distillery in New Hampshire by New Hampshire Magazine. So the word's getting out there. That's great thing.
Yeah, no, it is. And I can see from the spectacular response you have there. The setting is so picturesque, and I know I said this before, but we haven't spoken in a while. When I went up there, lacking the ability of visualization, I went up there during the, I think it was the beginning of the winter, and I looked around and I said, gee, it's a nice setting, but, you know, I was just lukewarm to it. By the time the spring came and the wedding came and I looked out there, I was absolutely in shock with the beautiful views, the vineyards, how absolutely this is it's an experience. And I guess, you know, that's part of what you have to give to people like myself who can't think clearly in cold weather.
It's true. The New Hampshire winters can certainly be harsh. And with folks planning their weddings through the winter for the spring and summer, it can be really hard to visualize. And our wedding albums and photos and slideshows only show so much. So when we are planning weddings with folks who are planning from a distance, there's this really magical moment that happens when the couple and their families arrive, usually for rehearsal, and they see everything is full and spring has taken place, and it's just so green. We have 110 acres of farmland with a good chunk of this being vineyard space. And it's just so fun because the wedding couples, as well as all of their guests, are able to explore the farmland and the vineyard. It's awesome for photos, too.
Okay, Krista, I think it's important for people thinking about planning weddings. I found this out twice. You really have to think ahead. Can you kind of lay out a scenario of what people will have to do to book a wedding at Flag Hill and how far in advance?
Yeah, definitely. We are booking our 2018 season right now, and it really is booking very quickly. it's funny. Saturday dates book very far in advance. Our heaviest booking season is May through October. And the first thing that you really want to do when you're planning your wedding is figure out how big your wedding is going to be. Draft a guest list. Find out how big the space needs to be. We're able to host weddings indoors in our post and beam dining room, of which you had the rehearsal dinner in, of up to 80 people. However, our outdoor tented space, where you had your daughter's reception and ceremony, can host weddings of up to 300. So it really does depend on what you're going to look at with how many guests you're planning to host. The big next step is really finding the different venues of the theme and the backdrop and the feel, the overall vision that you want. And then I would say the most important step is to visit the venue. When I'm first meeting with a couple, there's this connection that I hope to build during our initial visits of trust and confidence. I want to make sure that we can work with them and that we're a fitting venue for their overall vision, but I also want to make sure that they feel comfortable with me and our venue and can trust the work that we're going to do to make it the best day of their lives.
Yeah, it is for everyone, and it should be. You talked about your booking rapidly for 2018. Does this mean you don't have any availabilities for 2017?
Ooh, we are still getting 27 inquiries, and we do have some available dates. they are far and few between. I will tell you, September 23rd, 2017 is available.
Oh, okay.
I'm thinking if it's not booked, I'm going to book it myself.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Congratulations.
Yeah, thank you.
You're a candidate. You know, when people think about celebrities, high-profile people who do not throw their name around loosely, I think when we first talked, I went up there, and I need you to correct me if I'm wrong, that Martha Stewart named this Flag Hill as one of the top rustic places to have a wedding in the country. Did I get that accurate?
You pretty much nailed it. Yeah, Martha Stewart Wedding Magazine featured us as one of the top 10 locations in the country to have your vineyard wedding. So a rustic vineyard wedding outside of California. And I can't speak highly enough with the beauty that the vineyard does project for our entire land. There are days that we'll be setting up the wedding space and decor and whatnot, and I say, oh God, this is where we are right now. It's so gorgeous and it can be breathtaking.
For people who want to contact Flag Hill, Krista is very accommodating. She's available. Go to flaghill.com. All the information is there. And I also want to say I'm really happy to do what I can do because I've experienced it. If anybody wants to email me at stuartstutaylor.com and talk in depth about the success, there's a wonderful, wonderful opportunity provided by Flag Hill. I'm happy to answer you and spend time talking about it. Krista, we'll have you back on again soon. Regards to Brian. We're going to break and talk about, well, Trump and the bombing of the Syrian airport.
For investors, timberland has become the symbol of safety. Global tropical timber demand continues to surge as the world's population increases. The need for managed, sustainable timber production forests has never been greater. When stock markets crash, trees keep growing. Direct ownership of fully managed tropical timberland acreage is now available to accredited investors. Prime, valuable hardwood groves close to the beautiful Costa Rican border generate and maintain superior long-term wealth. Consider visiting our forest plantations. Qualified accredited investors should go to PreciousTimberProfits.com or dial 855-888-6288 for more information. Call 855-888-6288 or visit PreciousTimberProfits.com. This announcement does not constitute either an offer to sell securities or a solicitation of an offer to purchase. Offering made by prospectus only. 855-888-6288, PreciousTimberProfits.com, PreciousTimberProfits.com.
Are you searching for a compelling speaker who can help your employees empower positive changes in their company? Then meet Stu Taylor. Stu is a true Renaissance man, whose track record as a businessman, professional broadcaster, and author assisted in modifying and shaping the behavior of thousands of people. His vast experience impacts people by emphasizing the need to be proactive and consistently goal-directed in a rapidly changing, fast-paced world where information grows exponentially. Stu Taylor's passion and sincerity translates immediately to audiences. He has mesmerized groups wherever he has spoken with refreshing candor and the ability to address the issues on a level people can identify with. Get results for your organization from someone who has translated his success to thousands. Check out his website at www.stutaylor.com.
Or contact Stu Taylor at 781-860-9548.
How deep in debt are you? $10,000? $15,000? Maybe even more? And every day that goes by, you know what happens. Your debt gets larger and larger and larger. Well, if you've had it with your mushrooming debt problem and the stress it is causing you, make this free call today to the Debt Solutions Network. One quick, no-obligation call is all it takes for one of our partner companies to show you how they can help you get out of debt. So if you have $10,000 or more in combined debt and you want to learn how you can solve it, make this free, no-obligation call now.
800-814-5035. 800-814-5035.
If you are in serious debt, you have to get out of it and fast. Call my friends at the Debt Solutions Network now.
800-814-5035. 800-814-5035. Call us 24-7, 800-814-5035. Are you married? Do you and your husband both have term life insurance? If you both don't, you should. You have a lot to protect. Call now, get a free quote for your husband, and while you're at it, get a quote for yourself too. Because you both need term life insurance. Call now. 800-915-9658. 800-915-9658. 800-915-9658. Rates are at all-time lows. We'll shop over 30 top-rated companies to get you the best possible rates. Term life insurance, it's the perfect way to protect the quality of your family's lifestyle. You and your husband both need term life insurance, so call now for a free quote for the both of you. 800-915-9658. 800-915-9658. 800-915-9658.
Biz Talk Radio. The Financial Exchange, weekdays 10 to noon, 1120 a.m. WBNW.
Hi, this is Buzz Aldrin, one of the first two Americans to land on the surface of the moon. I've just finished a wonderful interview with Stu, and you can find further details on his website. Look things up and help celebrate the Golden Apollo legacy.
Mrs. Brown, you've got a lovely daughter. Girls as sharp as her are something rare. But it's sad, she doesn't love.
All right, Herman's Hermits. Love Herman's Hermits. And Peter Noon, you ever listen to Peter Noon on Sirius XM Radio? He's really good. An event happened, and it happened very, very quickly. And I really have mixed emotions on this. That's what Trump did in an astounding turnaround after mentioning a red line. In his talk at the White House yesterday, I said, this sounds ominous. Ominous in the sense that we could open a whole kettle of fish here. Now, I'm not part of the Marco Rubio, John McCain, and McCain's girlfriend, Lindsey Graham, triumvirate. That advocate advancing our military facilities into other countries. Now, there was a time years ago, and I don't regret it at all, that I'm justifiably a hawk. I'm not a hawk anymore. It's even different factions in the Republican Party differ as in the Democrat Party. It's not so easy to sort out. So did Trump make a huge mistake? Or did Trump do something that needed to be done? I knew something was going to be done when he mentioned that red line at the White House, because Obama had never had the guts to do anything, especially if it was in the best interest of this country. But the situation has changed. It's a whole different ball game. Trump and the United States attack on a Syrian airbase with, about 40 or 50 cruise missiles, and destroyed one of their five or six. They managed to work around, you know, our technology is just unbelievable with precision. There's five left, and the message was, you want to lose the other five? They managed to adeptly avoid any of the Russian planes on the field, and I guess there might have been, you know, a half a dozen casualties or so, but... You know, that's the cost of war, and that's collateral damage. There's nothing you can do about it. So Trump makes his first direct assault move and makes you wonder what's now going to be with North Korea. Insane little nutcake over there, that's the one that worries me, because I honestly don't think he'd hesitate to press that button and start attacking Portland, Seattle, San Francisco, Los Angeles, where his capabilities probably are. What a gruesome thought. But what will this do to our relationship with China, Iran, Syria, North Korea? Trump said it, but he owns it. He isn't responsible for the mess this country's had, gotten into. And yet, he's done, I think, some remarkable things. And maybe he's starting to have a sensitive ear, because although I like Steve Bannon's philosophy, it doesn't seem to be flying in the face of all these objections. And you know, when you're in Washington, you're going to have to play the game at least part of the time. I don't know whether Trump's learned this. He's so unpredictable, it's hard to make a judgment on it. He said there was no doubt that Syrian President Bashar Assad was responsible for the chemical attack. That information was confirmed by United States intelligence sources. The response from Russia, who is inextricably tied to Syria and Assad, and Syria, is that the plane hit a storage location where they didn't realize they had these chemical weapons. I don't believe it. I don't think anybody else believes it. And yet we have to be careful, because if we alienate Russia, and there is an alienation now, believe me, but if we alienate Russia to a high degree, we're dealing with maybe the greatest manipulator out there in Vladimir Putin. So it's become a complicated situation. What even complicates it more is the meeting with the Chinese premier, who was on the golf course with Trump yesterday. Obama critics, don't criticize him for that. That's where deals are made. When I used to play a little golf, I made more than a few deals on the course. This is an important meeting. It would have centered around trade. And I think China is predisposed to making some concessions. But now the focus is on North Korea and what China will do to help in the control of North Korea, where they have certain control. But as big as China is, they too fear, I believe, the insanity of Kim Jong-un, who's running that country like a tight fist. So the world we live in is complicated. I'm surprised the market didn't react with greater fluctuation this morning. But we are perhaps at the foothold of a dangerous situation here. There's no doubt from anyone that Bashar Assad was responsible for the chemical attack. They have banned gases, killed hundreds, thousands over there. And the part that got everybody emotionally is the way these young kids died. And I think that's where Trump really goes off in a direction that I don't support. I don't want military intervention. I don't mind assisted airstrikes with places like Saudi Arabia and others moving in to contribute ground forces. I don't believe there is a direct threat at this point to the United States. We had our chance to get Assad out when Obama was in. But one point, Trump makes these horrific comparisons in terms of the death, and believe me, I agree. It's very little more painful than seeing young children and babies gassed to death. But what if their heads are chopped off? What if they're shot? What if they're thrown off buildings? Death is death, and I don't think this warranted going into Iraq. What do you think? I'm sorry, Syria.
part of my program, getting from there to here, being able to ride my bike 620 miles every single year from San Francisco to San Diego, is because my friends here at Superbeats. You know, in 1998, the Nobel Prize in Medicine was awarded to three scientists who discovered nitric oxide and the effects on the body. Doctors now refer to it as body's miracle molecule. Every one of the guys in my studio is taking this stuff. In the last 4 weeks that I've taken this, I'm going to say I'm sleeping better, my knees are better, my nutrition better. By the way, beets are a nutritional gold mine. They're rich in vitamins, minerals, dietary nitrates, nitric oxide, all can help circulation, help maintain healthy blood pressure levels. I am confident. You buy 1 month supply of Super Beets, I'm going to give you 1 month supply free. Also, remember the free book, Beat the Odds, free shipping on your entire order. You're going to love the results. I know it's working. I feel better. I feel more energy. You're going to feel better, too. Super Beats. Call right now, 800-808-0687. That's 800-808-0687. Or go to SullyBeats.com. That's SullyBeats.com.
Do you want to launch your dream business and avoid a nightmare? Starting and growing a business can be risky. Hi, I'm Heather Havenwood, and as a female entrepreneur for the last 15 years, I have failed and I have won, and I want to help you avoid the pitfalls of small business. Join me here every Thursday at 7 p.m. Eastern with my show, The Win. Let me help you to win as an entrepreneur.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-425-1023. That's 800-425-1023.
National Funding Group has just released $100 million in easy access small business funding to businesses that gross at least $100,000 a year. You can have fast access up to $500,000 in new business capital in as little as 48 hours. Think about the ways you could grow your business if you had up to $500,000 cash infusion. Call a NFG funding expert now. The process is easy. It only takes about 5 minutes. Then our management-owned lending team looks at your application for a fast approval. You can get 100% funded in about 2 days. If you need up to $500,000 in working capital to run your business and you gross at least $100,000 a year, call NFG and apply today. 800-296-1564. 800-296-1564. 800-296-1564. That's 800-296-1564. Say hello to John. John dreamed of building a successful business and retiring to an exotic island in the Caribbean. He dreamed about his sales soaring and all the money that would be flowing in. He dreamed of hiring a sales team and expanding his company. Well, sadly, that dream fell apart when his bank turned down his business loan. Now John is not dreaming about going to the Caribbean anymore. He's driving around in an old beat-up pickup truck. If you need money to grow your business to new heights so you can reach your dreams, don't let the bank hold you down. You need to call Merchant Advance Express today. We can help you get qualified for up to $250,000 to grow your business any way you want. Call now to learn more. Call 800-503-3735. 800-503-3735. 800-503-3735. That's 800-503-3735. Do you have an old car sitting in your driveway? How would you like to learn a hassle-free way to get rid of it, help kids in need, and get a great tax donation in the process? It's real easy. One simple free call to our car donation hotline is all it takes. Call the Neshama Foundation at 800-721-6723. 800-721-6723. We'll come pick your car up for free and give you a tax donation for the full value of the car, running or not. The value of your unwanted car will go to help kids in need. It's fast and easy. Just call us and your car will be gone and on its way to helping children in 48 hours. And you get a nice tax deduction. Call the Neshama Foundation now to get rid of your car, help kids, and get a tax write-off.
Call 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723. That's 800-721-6723.
Biz Talk Radio.
You're tuned in to Money Matters Boston, 1120 AM WBNW.
Hi, this is Kimberly Guilfoyle from the Fox News Channel, co-host of The Five, and I've been on with Stu Taylor. What a guy. Where has he been all my life?
All right, we've got a terrific portion of this, this show coming up right now that we're going to be working on because it's a fascinating subject and it provides an alternative investment to what typically people think of as an investing tool. I honestly, when it came to light to me, I opened my eyes. And we're going to be talking about, as I mentioned last week, timber, coconut trees, and an alternative investment. If I may, before I introduce our esteemed guest, will be joining us now, coming up for several months. In certain investments aren't for everyone, and there's never, ever a guarantee on anything. And I will clarify that, of course, and so will my guests. But you'll find this unusual and interesting. The company is Precious Timber. The website, PreciousTimber.com. Joining us is the CEO, Alex Wilson. And I'll clarify, he's not an investment advisor. I'm sure he'll elaborate on that. Talking about Nicaragua. And, Alex, it is indeed a delight to be beginning these sessions with you because, as I just mentioned before we came on, what a fascinating subject. It's nice to have you on.
Well, good morning, and listen, it's an honor and a pleasure, so thank you for the invitation, Stu.
Alex, it's our pleasure, and I think our audience will be interested about this. But before we begin, because we've got a long road to go down, I'd like you to talk about your background, which is extremely impressive, what you've accomplished, how you got into this, and what's the big deal about timber and coconut trees?
Well, I'm a very blessed person. I kind of was born and raised in the UK and in the late 50s and was just at the tail end of what, was a multi-decade of discontent. Of course, the UK at that time was very much indebted. Early into the 60s, it realized that, hey, we're not going to get out of the debt. And I'm mentioning that because we're kind of in that position here in the U.S. right now. It's kind of sad to see how we've got ourselves in a financial bind. But anyway, back to my story. By 1967, here I am. I'm nine. I'm watching stuff going on in the family. Everybody's complaining and moaning. The UK lost the world's reserve currency status. We had to devalue our currency 14% overnight. And as a kid growing up, you watch all that and you watch your parents and you see they've tried hard. And it had a pretty profound impact on me. And by the time I was 14, I made the decision that I wasn't going to sit around and complain about stuff like most of my relatives were. I was going to do something with my life. And so I started my first business at 14. And that entrepreneurial sort of passion has carried me throughout my life. I ended up leaving the UK and traveled for 9 years with a backpack. I saw 72 fabulous countries of this unbelievable planet that we live on. And I ended up in 1999, after marrying a girl from California, reading an article about Nicaragua and Central America. And without having, sometimes you're lucky in life, you don't have the knowledge of some of the stuff that goes on in the media. Most of that stuff is negative. I didn't know about the Contra and the Sandinista situation. So to me, the opportunity to buy real estate in a tropical location with First American Title Insurance policies on fee simple land, that was an attractive story. So I took a plane trip down. And what I found was an unbelievable country that was, still obviously today and then. It was an impoverished, it's a third world nation, but they got their act together. They'd conquered the Somoza regime, and they were becoming a young democracy. here we are today now, what, I've been there 17 full years in business. It's a remarkable transformation. So I'm a blessed and lucky man.
Yeah, and when you think of South America, and I'll alleviate fears for people who are thinking of this as an alternative investment and going down there. I was surprised to read how safe it is. When you think of Central America, I mean, you start thinking of Guatemala and all these countries where there were problems. It's a safe domain, a safe environment as well. This is important because that adds to the stability of what you're doing.
Yeah, you know, Nicaragua, like I say, I call it a tremendous, remarkable transformation, but I'm not the only one. The World Bank says the same thing. The IMF says the same thing. Nicaragua today has been on many, many data reports as now being the safest, and I'm talking not just for traveling to, but also for business, the safest Latin American country on earth. Now, who would have ever thunk that a country that had to go through those battles, I mean, hey, you know, the U.S. kicked the Brits out several hundred years ago and, of course, made a tremendous job of its society. And that's what Nicaragua's doing. It's kind of a covered wagon time where the opportunities are everywhere you see. And you've got a young, vibrant, populace that now speaks fluent English. And they're anxious to go to work in a rule of law country. So it's one of those places that, most people probably have missed on the radar, but guys and gals and big companies, large, multinational, billion-dollar-plus investments are coming to the country. So the country's moving forward.
Yeah, and I love what you're doing, and I know most people would, because we live in a business world now that is becoming much more socially conscious. And you are able to have a potentially very rewarding business. It's been great for you, for others, and we'll get into that. But at the same time, doing really great things for our environment. And when you can do good for people, when you can do good for land and make money, that's a fantastic combination.
Yeah, and I'm a big believer in that, because if we really, boil everything down to the basics, I mean, here we are in 2017, and us humans are tremendous people, we really are, but we've also, been a little lax when it comes to the environment, and I'm not talking about global climate change or anything like that. I'm talking about the fact that we have used the planet for its natural resources for as long as we can think of, and some of those natural resources are in peril, and of course the business that I'm in, tropical, valuable timberland, has been devastated. I mean, some of the areas of the world have been clear-cut. And what better of a commodity? It's the only thing that produces fresh air for us, for goodness sakes. And so, yeah, when you can give back to the planet, and I believe that's the stage we are in our society today, we understand that we have to give back to Mother Earth. We have to protect what we have. And so to be able to do that, and add on the social consciousness of our company, where we make a big impact in people's lives too, that's just an added bonus.
And what's fascinating about this, and I said this at the beginning, I should just let you say it, but this is not an investment for everyone, and there's never a guarantee. However, I have read up about this, and when you look at risk-reward ratio, I mean, this is terrific for substantial investors. Who is the typical investor? And by the way, let me just interject by saying, anyone who's interested in following up on this interview and you want to participate and get information, go to PreciousTimber.com. All the contact information is there. Alex will be very courteous and patient explaining it. And there's no hard sell here, but this is it's a terrific risk-reward opportunity.
Well, that's the thing that kind of surprised me, because I had no knowledge of timber, none, when I found it. In fact, I backed into it. I went down to that part of the world because of the coastal real estate. Living in Southern California, I've always wanted to own something on the ocean, but, you better be some kind of movie star or something to own land on the sand in Southern California. So I backed into timber by a strange, quick story. A couple of local Nicaraguans who had been repatriated with some land really didn't have any money, but they had a couple of kids, and the kids were in their mid-20s, and they were fishermen, and they wanted to go fishing, and they had one little ponga boat. The dad wanted to buy them a couple more boats so that they could get a little bit more action in the ocean. And so he had this property that he couldn't really do anything with. It was a couple thousand acres. And at the time, we're talking 2001, 2002, land there was insanely affordable. It's still very affordable today. So to help these kids go fishing, my business partner and I purchased the property. Now, we were not going to use it because it wasn't on the ocean. It was this big wooded forest. It was a tropical jungle. There's monkeys in the trees and ocelots and parrots and all kinds of animals. But one of our employees mentioned, you know, the valuable timber. And with not having knowledge of timber as an asset class, of course I knew timber from the construction world, I came home and I did some study, and what I found, Stu, which was staggering to me then and it is today, is the NCREIF Timberland Index. That's what tracks the U.S. timber, and in U.S. most of it is softwoods, pine, Douglas, or stuff like that. We're talking tropical stuff down in the tropics. But the NCREIF Timberland Index, from the first time that it was created in the early 80s through till today, has averaged a 14% annualized return.
Okay, we're gonna have to hold it on that. We've got a long way to go. Alex will be joining us weekly here, and I'm not telling you to invest in anything. That's not my job. Just go to precioustimber.com. Stay with us on the line.
Worldwide demand is making coconuts one of the highest yielding cash crops available today. Coca-Cola, Pepsi, and many high-net-worth individuals have invested billions of dollars into coconuts for strong growth and solid long-term income. Yields could be as high as 18% or more per year. Capital appreciation and exceptional income for up to 60 long years would be an absolutely brilliant investment to pass on to future generations. Diversify wisely with direct ownership of fully managed coconuts on prime farmland close to the beautiful Costa Rican border. For more information, qualified accredited investors should go to profitsincoconuts.com or phone 855-888-6288. That's 855-888-6288. This announcement does not constitute an offer to sell securities or a solicitation of an offer to purchase. Offer made by prospectus only. 855-888-6288 or visit profitsincoconuts.com. Profitsincoconuts.com.
Are you searching for a compelling speaker who can help your employees empower positive changes in their company? Then meet Stu Taylor. Stu is a true Renaissance man whose track record as a businessman, professional broadcaster, and author assisted in modifying and shaping the behavior of thousands of people. His vast experience impacts people by emphasizing the need to be proactive and consistently goal-directed in a rapidly changing, fast-paced world where information grows exponentially. Stu Taylor's passion and sincerity translates immediately to audiences. He has mesmerized groups wherever he has spoken with refreshing candor and the ability to address the issues on a level people can identify with. Get results for your organization from someone who has translated his success to thousands. Check out his website at www.stutaylor.com.
Or contact Stu Taylor at 781-860-9548.
Have you written a book and want to get it published? Then call Page Publishing ASAP. We're looking for authors of all types of books. And unlike most publishers, Page Publishing will take the time to review each and every book submitted to us. And we'll give you our feedback. And if we like what we read, we will get your book into bookstores and for sale online at Amazon, the Apple iTunes Store, Barnes & Noble, and other outlets. We handle everything. Editing, cover design, copyright protection, printing, publicity, and distribution. So if you've written a novel, children's book, cookbook, inspirational work, poetry, or a biography and want to get it published, call Page Publishing now for your free author submission kit. Your road to fame and fortune could very well start with this simple phone call.
888-785-0618. 888-785-0618. 888-785-0618. That's 888-785-0618.
Do you owe $10,000 or more on at least two federal student loans? Then you may qualify for new programs offered by the Department of Education. These programs can reduce your interest, lower your payments, and possibly qualify you for loan forgiveness. If you have $10,000 or more and at least two federal student loans and currently not in school, you may qualify for one of these programs. Call now to check your eligibility. Student loan advisors are standing by to help you determine if you qualify for these new programs. They can help you reduce your interest, lower your payment, and even forgive a portion of your student loan debt. Take control of your financial future. Make this free 5-minute free call now to Nationwide Student Loans and learn how you can reduce your student loan debt.
800-439-1588, 800-439-1588, 800-439-1588, 800-439-1588.
Are you ready to leave your corporate job behind and be your own boss? Have you ever dreamed of owning a business? Do you have $50,000 or more sitting around in a 401k? If you answered yes, it's time to invest in yourself by buying or starting a business or franchise. IRS code allows you to use money in a 401k to invest in a business with absolutely no penalties or taxes. At Guidant Financial, we've helped more than 11,000 entrepreneurs invest $3 billion in retirement assets into the small businesses and franchises of their dreams. So if you've got $50,000 or more in a 401k and you're looking for a way to start a business, call Guidant Financial now for free information and to learn more. Operators are standing by for your call. 800-570-6630. 800-570-6630. 800-570-6630. That's 800-570-6630.
Biz Talk Radio. Stories of the Legal Exchange, Sundays 2 to 3, a.m. 1120, WBNW.
This is George Will. I've just had the pleasure and sheer fun of an interview with Stu Taylor. Hope you'll listen.
Politicians in this country are either flat-out evil, flat-out dumb, or both. If you haven't heard the news, there was an explosion on a metro train in St. Petersburg, Russia, this morning. I don't know how many people were killed, but 50 injured, I believe. 50 killed? Oh, okay, that's what I thought. All right, 10 killed, thanks, Tim. 10 killed, 50 injured. It's one of just an ongoing series of increasing events of terrorism around the world. And we're a short-sighted people. Here's where I don't think Trump is short-sighted. He's going right after this. But we're looking at issues. We're on the boiling point here with North Korea. The Iran situation has not subsided. We're looking at these terrorist acts in Syria, the Middle East. And what are we worried about? Devin Nunes getting into the White House without signing in. Fighting a certain nominee who's going to make it, Gorsuch, as our next Supreme Court Justice. How stupid and how greedy people are. I would like to take a broom and sweep them all out. Oh, I can name individuals like Tom Cotton and a couple of others. I actually had a struggle here. It's positively disgraceful. It's disgraceful what's happened to this country. And you don't want term limits? It's disgraceful when you think of Tom Perez, the new speaker for the Democrats, who's the only worst one would have been Keith Ellison, who comes on and talks about Ted Kennedy being the greatest senator in the history of this country. Can you just think about all of this? Oh, by the way, we got three more Kennedys on the rise coming up: Chris, Patrick, and Joe. If we don't get our act together, and Trump can't do it alone, this country is going to be faced with impossible hurdles. It's going to be too late to overcome it. And you look at what's going on, and these miserable human beings, mostly Democrats, and unlikable human beings, mostly Republicans, are trying to take everything that's going on and blaming it. Remember they used to blame it on Bush? Everything is Trump's fault. Everything. Obama screwed up this country big time. Nobody will ever, ever tell me he didn't do it intentionally. Never will I believe that. The evidence certainly substantiates the fact that Barack Obama had a legacy of failure. For 8 years, the nation was led by a president intent on lowering America's global profile and leading from behind. It's indisputable. And what are we doing? We're sitting around these stupid marches and protesting with women and transgender bathrooms. If I weren't a proud American who loved this country, I'd say nothing. And who's the only one? The only one, in spite of his insanity, is stepping up to try to take measures to protect us. Yes, his own personality is getting in the way. So I throw this out to our listeners. Who would you like as the option? Who would you like as the alternative? The should-be jailbird Hillary Clinton? The should-be jailbird Barack Obama serving another term? And you know what? Here's the scariest thing of them all. If Barack Obama ran again, he would have won. Having said what I've said on this show, not only today, but every other day, I think it would be in poor taste for me to say some things about the American people that will rival Hillary Clinton's basket of deplorables. However, I'm not running for office. I'm not concerned about alienation. I'm only focused on coming on this show and telling the truth as I see it, since it's an opinionated forum. I don't come on here and pretend to be something I'm not. I'm not running for office. There's nothing I'm looking for. I just want the opportunity to have this small stage to try to educate someone out there as to the liabilities and the potential travesties that we face, which have been accentuated to such a degree because of the shadow government Barack Obama and Hillary Clinton have created, and George Soros, that we've got a lot of work to undo it. And most people, naive, stupid, are just too caught up in trying to pay their bills. Oh, I always use examples of doctors who work 18 hours a day. The ones I've come in contact with are mostly liberal, and they're not obnoxious. They'll listen. This is where this country is. And I honestly hope every single day that there'll be more and more people, not the dedicated ones right now, because I love seeing, I think of these middle-class hard workers sitting in a sandwich shop or a bar in Dubuque, Iowa, and who really know, love, and understand this country. Where are they in California? Where are they in Massachusetts? Where are they in New York State? Thank goodness Michigan, Wisconsin, and Pennsylvania woke up in the nick of time, or we'd have a devastated country right now. Stu Taylor, thanks for listening.
The opinion. opinions you hear on Biz Talk Radio are those of the hosts, callers, and guests, and do not necessarily reflect those of this station, Biz Talk Radio, its management, or advertisers. The information on Biz Talk Radio does not constitute a recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or securities. Please consult a professional before investing. If you have any questions about Biz Talk Radio, contact us at 817-274-1609 or at biztalkradio.com.
Biz Talk Radio,